What's up, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
It's Saturday, time for another sidetrack.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to talk about today other than stuff, maybe stuff we watched last night. I'm so tired. And we have to record an episode tonight later on.
I got my gargoyles in.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm putting together a Terminator 1 costume, gargoyle glasses. I got the engineer boots. Got those off of auction. Off of eBay. There's a lot of good deals on eBay right now.
Well, yeah, like I said, probably everybody's like,
yeah,
those, running out of money. And
those glasses were like, not normally they're like $90 for a set of gargoyles. I got them for like $35.
He's very excited about them.
Yeah. Got the leather jacket and everything. Just trying to figure out how to make that gray shirt. But
I had forgotten about when you showed me the picture of those boots. I had forgotten that my dad actually had a pair of boots.
Yeah, those old H-harness engineer boots.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's from the 60s. Those boots were from the 60s.
Yeah.
They're like motorcycle boots from the 60s.
Yeah. Well, my dad used to ride motorcycles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But yeah, so what I was just going to say something. One thing that we discovered today, and maybe if you guys didn't know this. We never think about doing this. We have several streaming services, right? We have Netflix. We have Shudder.
Yeah.
We have the Tubi app.
We have AMC.
Yeah, we have the AMC thing,
yeah.
Which now does streaming because of, you know, of everyone knows why.
Yeah.
However, we always forget...
About Xbox.
About the Xbox store.
Yeah.
Like, you've bought a lot of games and shit on there, but it's like they have a shit ton of movies...
Yeah.
That you can rent or buy, and we always forget to look on there.
The rental stuff is fucking new. Some of those movies are weeks old.
Yeah, and so we were looking around today, and it's like there's a shit ton of like indie horror films on there that actually a lot of them look really good.
Yep, there's an indie action film on there called Guns Akimbo.
Yeah, with Daniel Radcliffe.
That looked fucking awesome.
So I was like, that's cool, because now we can, and they're only like $3 or $4 to rent them.
Yeah.
So that's good, because we'll have like a bunch of matinee stuff.
Yeah, and some of the movies that are in the theater right now, you can watch them, but they
want
you to
buy. Yeah, because
they
started doing that. Yeah,
like $20,
and it's usually like $20. Which, like I said, you know, that's fair enough, because you know the theaters are trying to make money. But
I do not believe that. Well, it's not the theaters; it's the studios, I guess. But or some kind of distributor. But all that's all old fashioned shit.
Yeah.
That old fucking Hollywood system of having distributors and films and shit. They don't need that. They don't need that anymore. That's why we were looking at some of those independent films, and we're like, They didn't even show trailers of that for AMC. They never showed that at AMC.
Well, they were never in the theaters.
They were never in the theaters, but they were like better. Some of those trailers looked better than the trailers they were showing us in the damn theaters.
Yeah.
Like Guns Akimbo, I would have gone and seen that instantly.
That looks super fun.
Yeah, and then some of those horror movies that they didn't even play a. They didn't show them
in the theater. A couple of them I had heard of, because like I said, I try to keep track of like, you know, the festivals and stuff, but some of them I hadn't heard of, and then we watched the trailers and I'm like, hey, that looks pretty good.
There's one on there called The Ascent. That looks fucking cool.
Yeah, it's like an exorcism type of, like a demon possession thing.
Yeah, and you could tell they had some practical effects in there, something like From Beyond, this big fucking glob monster fucking dude.
It's a glob monster.
That shit was fucking weird looking, yeah.
Yeah, so so it's exciting. So there was like enough shit on there that we will probably never run out of stuff to review for the matinee show.
Some of that stuff, I'm telling you, some of that stuff looked better than what they were trying to show us at AMC in the big theaters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's no sense in killing AMC app. They're not charging us right now.
Yeah, they're not charging until, because, you know, they're like, well, you can't come to the theater, so.
It's like you can't. And I think by the time this shit's over, there's a good chance that a lot of their theaters may not reopen.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they're not charging people.
And maybe, I'm not really sure how well that one does by us, like by the Altamont Mall. It always seems like when big movies open, it always seems like really crowded.
Yeah, but it's only those first opening days and it's at night.
Yeah. I mean, we usually go like in the afternoons, like in weekdays and stuff, just because I don't like to sit by a bunch of people anyway.
I don't like being around in people.
That's what I mean. I don't usually like to see movies with, because no one can shut up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dude's fucking farting and shit. Dude's the feet up on the back of the damn table. Dude's wearing no shoes in the theater. That fucking, I don't like be around motherfuckers' nasty feet and shit.
Yeah, he doesn't like feet.
I don't like feet, man.
I mean, you know, you need feet.
Yeah, but
you just don't like to look at them.
I don't see some dude's feet fucking well, no socks yeah, and shit.
Most people don't want to see it, especially in a public place, yeah. for Christ's sake.
Fat old fucking dude with his fucking feet up.
Well, and the thing about it is, like, people in the theaters, even people that aren't actively being douchebags, yeah. like talking really loud or whatever, or on their phone or whatever, which some people do. And it's not just, you know, people are picking on teenagers and stuff. It's old people, too. Old
yeah,
people
they're actually the worst.
They're actually worse than young people. I'm just, yeah. just in my experience. I'm just, you know, other people's might be different. But even, you know, if somebody's sitting right there and they got, like, popcorn or, like, fucking snacks or something, they're...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I can hear it. You can't pause it
and go take a leak or anything.
Yeah. And like I said, then he's got to go in the bathroom in the yeah. in the middle of it. Then he's got to come back and go, what'd I miss? And yeah, I'm like, shut up. I'm trying to watch it.
Yeah.
Because then I'd have to explain.
Right.
Like, what? But you do that at home, too, though. Yeah. It's like, you're always kind of like, what's going on? And I'm like, yeah. just, man, it's... I was like, yeah. either watch it or don't. I'm not your movie teller about her.
Yeah. But Xbox had, like, new stuff. And it...
Really new.
Really new
and
stuff.
And like I said, some of it looked, like, pretty kick-ass.
Yeah. And then he also had old stuff, too. All the classics.
I was very happy to see those.
Their movie rental shit is good on Xbox.
Did somebody... Now, I'm going to have to go back because I don't remember. Like, I get a lot of comments on YouTube and, like, a lot of people, like, recommend movies to me and stuff, which I really appreciate. Did somebody recommend that movie? What was it called? Antrim?
Antrim. That's on there. That looks good.
And that's on there to rent.
Yeah.
I think that came out last year, but like yeah. I said, 2019, 2020, because it's like sometimes the shit just played at festivals and hardly anybody got to see it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that some of these indie flicks were done in festivals, and they got all kinds of fucking awards, and they never even showed them in the movies, yeah. in the movie theater.
Now, I will admit that when, because we were looking at the new horror movies, it's like, I don't know if they rank them by rating or they rank them by...
Yeah, some are bad.
Yeah, when we got down to the bottom, I'm like, wow, this looks like somebody just made this on their, like, yeah. 2012 phone.
But they had some good Korean ones.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah, that one actually looks really good.
Yeah.
What the hell was it? It was called The Witch.
The Witch.
But it wasn't, like, anything to do with...
It was a Korean one.
Yeah, it was a Korean... It was called The Witch Subversion or something.
Yeah, it looked like kind of like a little girl who had been, like, by, you know, modified by damn... Nanites, kind of like what was that one that's showing now? Bloodshot.
Yeah,
looks like Bloodshot, but instead of a big fucking bald dude, it's like a little fucking schoolgirl.
Yeah, it looked kind of similar.
It
to
has something.
We should probably review Bloodshot, but I don't want to pay $20 to watch it.
No, I'm gonna wait.
We'll wait until it gets cheap.
It seems to be that the online release is a couple weeks later that they're available for renting.
Yeah, because those that's fine.
Those were 2020 movies.
Yeah.
And they only wanted $3-4. This is the thing. It doesn't make any sense. It's a brand new movie. They want to charge you $20 and you don't for a digital download. You're buying it. But that's just a digital copy.
Yeah.
There's no physical medium. You wait a couple months, you'll be able to get the fucking Blu-ray, a DVD, and a digital download for $20.
For $20, yeah.
Sometimes less.
Yeah.
So how is that going to... A digital download for an on-time release of a movie that's playing in a theater... should be cheaper than the theater. Because you're seeing that, like, at your theater.
I mean, I don't
you're
mind...
You're paying the damn expenses.
I don't mind them charging a little bit more because it is a new movie.
Right.
But, maybe $10. But
not
anything
even.
More than that is pushing it. Well, because, I mean, it depends on...
It should be about $3 or $4 more than a normal rental per person. Think about it.
Yeah.
So, you're talking
I'm saying
about
it should be a little bit less than
about
a movie
$9,
ticket.
$8, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
But $20, that's a little... I mean, I don't mind paying $20 for, like, a Blu-ray that has, like, all the extras and shit on it.
But not a digital download.
But not, like, just a digital download. That just seems like...
That's stupid.
I mean, maybe if you pay $20, I don't know if they give you, like, extra material or not. I would think not.
Wouldn't matter.
Because the movies were new.
There's no physical backup to that thing.
Yeah.
What would happen if you lost your account? If you got suspended?
That's why you'd have to back it up somewhere else.
Yeah. It would just, you know, and then you wouldn't be able to access your shit. What if you wrote a book that the powers that be didn't like? Like, that happened evidently, and they take all your fucking access to all your all your access away, you know what I mean? Then you lose all that digital content you bought.
Yeah. Well, like I said, that's why I back everything up.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what else? I wanted to say that I was watching, and this is actually on YouTube if you're interested in watching it. Our friend Michael from A Starry Night, who's a cool band, you should check him out. He, for some reason, he messaged me yesterday and he's like, you got to see this two-part thing, like a documentary by Vice. and it's on YouTube, called The Dark Side of the Ring.
Yeah, it's about wrestling.
And it's about wrestling. I don't know hardly anything about wrestling. Like, I knew who Chris Jericho was, and he was kind of instrumental in making this. So this is about the very famous Chris Benoit case. Yeah,
he murdered his family.
Like, the guy that murdered his family and then killed himself.
Yeah.
And it's actually really good. It's, like, it's two parts. Like, I think they're each about 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was a case that I didn't really... I had kind of vaguely heard about it, but I didn't really know all that much about it.
It's not as crazy as Tiger King.
Well, nothing was... I was like...
But it is good.
Since you've seen... since we've seen Tiger King, it's like now every other documentary is just going to seem like...
The bar has been...
really staid and boring by comparison.
Tiger King made like Dog the Bounty Hunter look high class.
Yeah.
That's like some high class shit there.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Remember him?
Oh, he's so fancy.
Yeah.
Did he die?
I don't know.
Did he die?
I don't know.
Am I completely like?
I haven't seen that dude or seen or heard of that dude in fucking 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a really long time. I'm sure I thought he died or someone related to him died, like his wife or I don't even remember. I don't keep up with a lot of that stuff. But I mean, the Dark Side of the Ring thing, it reminded me a little bit of that other that Netflix true crime series that we reviewed like probably a couple months ago. I think it was like about Aaron Fernandez, the football player.
Yeah,
it was kind of similar to that because they went into CTE, maybe repeated head injuries, which actually is way worse for wrestlers because they don't wear helmets or anything and they just like jump around and land on their head and
hit each other with chairs,
bash each other in the head with chairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's no trick to that. They just take it.
They just do it.
They just tense up and you hit them. Pow!
And I was like, I'm sitting there watching it going, every one of these dudes is an idiot.
Yeah.
they all have brain damage.
They were getting that shit worse than pro ball players.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because it's like they, at least, I mean, football players, yeah, they run each other, but at least they have helmets on.
Yeah.
Wrestlers don't. They just like, and I think Chris Benoit, his thing was... he would like jump off, he would do like a flying headbutt or something. So he's like jumping off the corner of the ring and like smashing into some fucker's head, like laying. Yeah. And like I said, you probably pull up sometimes, but some of the shit that they showed with like them hitting each other with like steel chairs and stuff, that was clearly not fake. And those were real chairs.
Yeah.
So they went into that and they also went a little bit into steroid use. And how maybe excessive steroid use had maybe caused him to flip out or anything like that. Because I think his best friend died and he didn't take it well, which, you know.
I don't think it was steroid use.
It's understandable. But, well, they're saying they don't know if it was because they said that he was like super, had like a lot of testosterone.
It was the head injuries.
I think it was probably the head injury because they did the same thing that they did with that Aaron Fernandez guy where it's like afterwards the scientists were like, we got to see what this dude's brain looks like.
Yeah.
So and when they autopsied him. I'm sober, I promise.
Yeah.
But it's like the middle of the day. But, when they autopsied him and they looked at the brain, they just said it was just, like, fucking, like, half eaten away just from all the head injuries. Because he said, they asked him how many concussions he'd had in his life, and he said he could remember 6 concussions, but there might have been more than that.
Yeah.
And I was like, why would you do that to yourself?
You're making money.
I guess.
You see his house? He had a big-ass looking mansion. That's why he was doing it.
I know,
that dude came from nothing, you know?
But the shitty thing is, like, some of them, like, die young, too, because his friend Eddie, like, his best friend, which kind of sent him down the spiral, he died, he was, like, only 38 years old or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And they just said that was heart failure, but I'm sure that might have had something to do with steroids.
They were taking drugs, too.
That's what I mean. I think it had something to do with that, because that's very unusual to die that
young.
All
those dudes were taking, most of these dudes are taking roids, some sort or another, some kind of modifying pharmaceuticals, but they don't do what that dude did. And they don't all die. It's a bunch of contributing factors that all kind of add up.
Yeah, I think there was a bunch of shit going on.
You just look at the bodybuilding scene, especially you go back to the guys that were, you know, during the golden age in the 70s and how long they lived. They lived good lives for quite a while, but then they died. And they all kind of died around the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's because of the amount of damn oral steroids they were taking. You know what I mean? So then they try to find ways around that. Where they would inject them and... some of this shit that these dudes are taking nowadays to get as big as they're getting, it's like a whole stack of shit.
Yeah.
And then you have to take a bunch of shit to get that big, and then you got to take even more stuff to counteract the bad effects of that shit that you took. So it's just a huge, they call it a stack, man. It's a fucking huge stack of drugs. Just to gain an additional 20 pounds and to get it fast. You can get fucking 10 years worth of gains in about a year.
See, I don't know why you'd want to do that to yourself. It's like, I guess, like, when you're young, it's like you can, I mean, a lot of shit's mitigated. You can get away with a lot of stuff when you're young because you can bounce back from things. But I was like, you know, you get into your 30s or 40s, that is going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Depends on who it is you're talking about. Some of these young guys, you know, they want instant gratification, you know, and it's bigorexia.
Yeah.
Bigorexia. It's like, or manorexia. Manorexia, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, they're just not big enough, which, you know, Lee Priest gives some good advice about that, you know. He takes it, but he said there's no reason to take any of that shit until at least you have 5 years worth of work behind you. You know, see what your genetic potential is.
Yeah.
You know? And when you look at those dudes, you know, some guys are kind of like on a borderline. You can tell that they're kind of enhanced. You go, how much? You know, it's not like you don't have to do it full on. Some guys already had good genes. They worked out for a long time. And then they start taking small enhancements and work out some more, and they might get some better definition and put on another 4 or 5 pounds, you know, when they probably wouldn't have been able to do that. And it's something they can kind of maintain without it being real super expensive or real taxing. But if you look at the difference between enhanced and unenhanced at that guy's level, not a big difference. You know what I mean? It's almost kind of like nitpicking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And it's, I guess if you're like on the competition circuit and that's how you're trying to like make money, you're trying to get prize money.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of drying up now. It seems changing a lot, you know. Yeah. What I mean? I think they're just doing it because they want to look a certain way, and some guys want it right now. They don't want to put 7, 8, 9, 10 years of work in, you know.
Well, it's, you know,
I'm not just doing it for that. I work out to try to fucking expand your damn lifespan, you know, health.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get into, well, you're going to get into those pharmaceuticals, and that might be detrimental, you know.
Yeah.
Now, there's TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, and some guys can do that when they get older. You know, Tom Cruise probably did that, or maybe HGH. But you got to have a prescription, and you got to know what you're fucking doing, you know what I mean? And then there's all kinds of mood drugs to keep you from fucking acting like a 15-year-old.
So, yeah, because that would be horrifying.
Yeah.
Having a bunch of old codgers walking around.
Yeah, thinking around thinking trying they to were fuck everything that moves. And
oh, God.
Can be very dangerous.
Ugh.
Well, but I think a lot of that shit, man, I've seen there's guys like Chet Yorton who's looking in his 70s and never took anything his whole life. And that dude's lived a long time. He looks fantastic. He maintained all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think it was a mixture of discipline and good genes and, you know, he worked out and he liked it and he wasn't rushing himself and he was doing it for health.
You know? Which is really kind of the best reason.
Well, that's supposed to be the idea, right? Yeah. You work out to get big, strong, and healthy and live a long time, you know?
Yeah.
But some of these guys were not in it for that.
That's what I mean. It's like, that's why it seems pointless. That really seems like the only legit reason. It seems pointless to take all these fucking drugs that are going to probably shorten your lifespan. Yeah. By a significant margin.
It's the same kind of mentality you saw between like hot rodders. Instead of hot rodding cars, they were hot rodding themselves, you know. You just keep throwing money at the damn car. It gets more and more bigger and bigger and faster and more ridiculous and more. And then you go to some show and you go, that is a fucking ridiculous car. You win.
You win.
I think that's
what you get the most ridiculous trophy.
Yeah. Well, bodybuilding is not a sport either. You know, they're going to say it's, but no, bodybuilding is a motherfucking beauty contest. That's what it is.
It's
all subjective. Depends on what the judges want. And, you know, you get some of these dudes up there, they're fucking huge, and, you know what I mean? I don't really think they look all that good. I don't think they look good at all.
Yeah.
They look powerful, though. But all the limitations, you know what I mean? Those guys can't even fucking put their hands behind their backs, you know? They're not.
And that's what I mean. Did I mention that before, that it's like, how do they even wipe their ass?
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about it.
They got some bidet-owning motherfuckers.
They better have I guess they're doing squats over the bidet.
And some of those guys
getting a workout in over the fucking night.
And you're supposed to do it, you know, like you said, health is supposed to be the ideal, you know what I mean? And some of these guys are already, they can barely walk. Just fucked their back all up from fucking doing fucking 1,000-pound squats or whatever, you know what I mean? It just tears you up.
It does. Yeah, a human body is
not
really
built
to
for that kind of stress.
It's weird because when you were talking about like bigorexia and like taking the drugs and everything, I was reminded, I was watching something earlier today about Thelma Todd, who was like a silent screen, you know, silent era actress. And she mysteriously turned up dead in her car. They called it an accident, maybe, but it's kind of sounded like a murder. But one thing that that I thought was kind of interesting and also kind of horrible about her story was that in her contract, and this is like back in the fucking 20s, they said, okay, well, she was 122 pounds when they signed the contract. They said, you cannot gain, if you gain more than 3 pounds or lose more than 6 pounds or something like that, then the contract is null and void.
Ridiculous.
So she had to like be on diet pills constantly.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was probably back to speed, probably, I'd imagine.
What year was this again?
The 20s, 1920s. 20s.
Yeah, unrealistic expectations back
That's
then.
That's what I mean. 3 fucking pounds.
Yeah.
It's like, I can gain three pounds in a day.
You can gain by drinking water. Right.
Fucking hell.
Whoever wrote that contract had no idea what the fuck they were talking about.
Well, yeah, it was the 1920s.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of an idiot back then.
Yeah, and another thing that went down is that we're working on an upcoming show. I got inspired, and Jenny said, yeah, it'd probably be a good idea. We did a show about, it was a very popular show, okay. It was about fake martial arts.
Yeah.
All right. What, Bullshido.
Bullshido.
And we touched upon a lot of different subjects during that show that we can kind of, I want to kind of expand upon. And one of the ones that we got to talk about is one of life's greatest mysteries. Okay. Steven Seagal. We're going to do a whole show about Steven Seagal.
I think we will, yeah. Not right. like... Yeah, it'll probably be next month sometime.
It's a true crime and mystery show and paranormal and all that's in Steven Seagal. There's a lot of... There's true crime. I mean, that motherfucker's a human trafficker, okay? He's a human trafficker. He's got charged with human trafficking one time.
Didn't he, like, sexual assault or sexual harassment or something like that?
The dude has to be discussed, all right? It's going to be hilarious. So I'm gonna put Jenny on him, and then
we'll figure out. We're gonna put up a good show,
and I'll be able to, because I'm not hating on Seagal. I like Seagal. His first few movies, you know, probably his first 5 or 6 movies, were good. They were good, man. But
well, we were watching. What gave us the idea? Because like I said, we'd been wanting to like expand on Bullshido, but like we were watching Cinemassacre had just put up a video, and they were talking about what the fuck is the
Under Siege,
yeah.
Which was fucking and one Die of the Hard
guys,
on a boat.
One of the guys on Cinemassacre has what he calls a wall of Seagal.
Yeah,
and he has every fucking Steven Seagal thing, and it's like not
including the energy drinks.
Yeah, he's even got the energy drinks like from like 15 years ago. He drank them on the show, and it's like he even had like he had Under Siege. He had it in every possible
format.
He had it on VHS. He had it on laser disc. He had it on everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, this guy, it was just so funny.
That was a good movie. I liked that movie. You know, it was like Die Hard. It was a lower budget version of Die Hard, but it had Gary Busey in it, and it had Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, Tommy Lee Jones was in it.
And had that girl pop out of cake with her tits and shit. Fucking, she was some Playboy bunny. She was cute.
Yeah, what was her name? Shaking her boobies. I can't remember. I can't remember what her name was.
She was cute. She was forced to kiss Seagal at the very end.
You could tell she was not into it.
She's like, man.
Even it's funny because I wonder how many takes they did, and it's like that's the one they kept. So probably the other one, she was probably like, "Oh, get away."
Well, it's pretty much unanimous that people that have worked with Seagal didn't find it too enjoyable.
I can see that.
And
yeah. It's like, wait, can we get a stunt double in here for this? And even the stunt double is like, no.
We're going to go into his martial arts. We're going to go into his martial arts.
Well, there's just so much to talk about. It's just such a rich vein of...
Yeah. And we'll try to figure out what some of the best products he came up with. We're going to talk about some products. Like I actually... The energy drinks are fucking not out there anymore. He had a damn commercial for the energy drinks. It's fucking hilarious.
I couldn't believe that was
real. The Asian girl in the damn swimming pool, and he's calling her honey, and she's pouring out all the energy drinks into the pool. She goes, what was it? 2 million cans. You know, what it's called? Asian experience.
Yeah, Asian experience. That was one of the flavors.
Yeah, and he's going to jump in the pool. What the hell does that taste like? Going to jump in the pool full of fucking energy drinks with this Asian girl and get it on. That was the commercial.
I was under the impression that he was going to lick funny, it though. All offer.
It was funny.
Well, they showed it like on the show, and I'm just like, that is not real.
It was real, and it was it real, is, and it was real, and it was funny, which kind of gave me a peek into fucking Seagal.
Was he trying to be funny?
I think he's slightly self aware. At certain times, because
it's hard to tell.
It seemed like it was tongue in cheek, you know. But
I'm not sure I buy it. I'm not sure I buy that.
He's also got Russian connections. He spends a lot of time in Russia and shit. Fucking Vladimir Putin knows him, and I just find it amazing that this dude bullshitted his way into a Hollywood career.
It just goes to show sometimes you can do it if
he pulled it.
If you're in the right place, the right time, and you bullshit the right people.
And
it's harder to do nowadays, like I said, because everything's on the internet. But back in the old days, you could pretty much just pull any old thing out of your ass and like.
Some army stories to tell about Seagal. My experiences in the army with Steven Seagal. We weren't in the army together, but I was in the army. Sounded cool, didn't it? Sounded cool. But when we were in the army, we were watching Seagal movies.
Yeah,
and it's funny. Looking back on what we believed to be true about Seagal.
Yeah.
And that was all pre-internet.
Was he like Elvis? He could make it rain?
No, it wasn't that good. We thought, because we had heard, that he actually was an ex-Navy SEAL. But it didn't make any sense. He was too young. That's a long career to be a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
What's he doing out? He should have still been in service, you know? And then I saw him run in one of the movies. And I went, oh, no. No serviceman, Navy SEAL, Army, they do not run like that. They don't run like that.
His run is indescribable.
Right. And then they were kind of real clever about not really, really letting you see his bare arms, Seagal's bare arms, right? And there was, at one time, I got a glimpse of what his arms looked like, and I was like, no. That's not a Navy SEAL. Navy SEALs aren't built like that. I mean, I don't want to say he had girlish arms, but the definition was that he's a big dude physically. He's probably like 6 foot something. Yeah. I wouldn't tangle with him, but his level of physical fitness just wasn't there. A fucking Navy SEAL is basically an Olympic swimmer mixed with a special forces guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They got fucking high standards of physical fitness. And I'm just going, that's no
But that's kind of that like, age. That's kind of like douchebag 101. It's like when you're trying to like pick up chicks or whatever. I'm a Navy SEAL.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people do it that it's like now, even if you really were a Navy SEAL, no one would believe you.
Yeah. A Navy SEAL would never tell you he was a Navy SEAL, especially not in a bar.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Nope. It's just like that thing where, you know, if you're like a cool person and you go around telling people you're cool, that means you're not cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of what the SEALs do, they try to keep things real fucking low.
Yeah.
And they're not the kind of guys that go into a bar and start bragging. They might get in trouble for some shit like that.
So if anybody comes up to you in a bar and says they're a Navy SEAL, they're not a Navy SEAL. No. Just, you know, I'm sure most people know
that. There was a dude that I would hang out with, and he just kind of seemed military to me. And how long did it take me before he finally admitted to me that he was Special Forces?
God damn it.
We went to his house and I went, wait a minute. There's pictures of him on the wall in his fucking dress greens with his fucking tabbed.
He never said a word.
In his Special Forces group.
Never said a word.
He had full auto weapons and shit that he owned. Fucking suppressed fucking full auto stuff in there. I'm going, dude, why didn't you tell me you were fucking SF? Because he knew I was in the service. And he just went.
Yeah. Like I said, and it seems like most people that are in that would be that way.
And that dude didn't even have a Facebook account.
Yeah, he was like super down low.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew him a
Younger
long time.
Younger than me. You knew him a long time.
We knew him a long time before we
figured
out. We didn't know until we went over, because he was a photographer. And
well, he had a lot of these little side gigs.
Yeah.
You know, when he was home. And he didn't live on post. They live in civilian housing.
Yeah.
Where you can't, I guess you could say intel groups can't figure out where they are because they're not on a base.
Right.
So you don't know when they deploy. They live in the civilian world with girls and girlfriends and shit. And then they go out and do shit and they're gone for 6 months, 7 months. And then they come back. And he came back and says, where were you? And he goes, I was somewhere. That type of deal. I was like, ugh. Because they just leave without warning and come back without warning. And I know he came back from Africa. He was doing something in Africa for a while. That was a long time ago, so I guess I can say that.
Yeah.
And he didn't give me any details. So.
So, yeah, what we're saying is that.
If a dude tells you he's a Navy SEAL, he's fucking lying.
Then he's not a Navy SEAL.
Cause there's really a dude you don't was, know in a bar.
They wouldn't tell
I was him. Hanging out with SF guy and shit. I didn't even know he was fucking ex-military. I didn't know why I was getting along with him so well. Nobody else seemed to like him. Well, some people did.
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just real quiet.
Real
was,
quiet. You know, like real kinda, quiet, real disciplined.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. And he knew everything about me. But I fucking didn't say shit. The fucking goat. Fucking ghost. Let's fucking laugh.
He was like that.
He was like a fucking ghost.
He was like that.
Yeah. And then once I fucking in his house and I see his fucking picture of him fucking at his SF graduation and shit.
Yeah. I was like, we haven't seen him in a long time.
I called him all kinds of motherfucker and he just looked at me. Well.
Well, what are you going to do? I think last time we saw him, we ran into him at like Home Depot or something like that in the parking lot. That was a couple years ago though. I haven't seen him since then. All right. You want to wrap up the Saturday show? Because like I said, I'm kind of sleepy and we got to record a show tonight. And I probably need a nap or some shit. All right. So we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow.